I'm sure glad you called to hear today's Bible story. People get so bad sometimes that God has to punish them, but God still loves them. He loved the Israelites and He loves us even though we disobey Him. God promised us a Savior. How do we know that? Well, the Bible tells us so. King Hezekiah had persuaded the people to put away their idols and to worship the Lord God. But soon the people began praying to idols again. God sent the prophet Micah to speak to them about this. Micah asked what God had done to them to make them weary of obeying Him. He had rescued them from being slaves to Pharaoh. He had sent Moses and Aaron to guide them through the wilderness. Was it hard to serve the Lord? Is that why they did not want God anymore? Hard in what way? Micah said, all that God requires is for the people of Israel to be just and kind and merciful to each other and to be humble and obedient to the Lord. You can read that in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. But the people refused to obey these simple rules. Their rich men were cruel to those who were poor. Their judges, instead of punishing the wicked, were wicked themselves. All were ready to rob and kill. Even friends could not trust each other anymore. Brothers and sisters and even fathers and mothers were often enemies. Micah told them that the Lord would send a great punishment upon them because of all this evil. They would be sent far away as slaves to a distant country. And Jerusalem, their beautiful city, would be destroyed, leaving only a heap of stones. Micah, like Isaiah, prophesied about Jesus, the Savior from sin, telling that He would be born in the city of Bethlehem. Not only Micah and Isaiah, but almost all the prophets told about Jesus hundreds of years before He was born. Because they predicted this, we who are living today can know that the Savior is truly the Son of God, just as the prophets said, and that God really sent Him, because God told it all hundreds of years ahead of time. God sent Jesus for us because He knew we could never get to heaven by what we ourselves could do on our own. So God provided the way. Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6 in the Bible, I am the way. Not one of the ways, but the only way. Yes, and the truth and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of Jesus. Is Jesus Christ your personal Savior? Have you asked Him to forgive your sin and come into your life and give you the joy of being a child in God's family? Take time to read Micah chapter 6, verse 8 in your Bible and ask God to help you to be kind and merciful to others and to be humble and obedient to the Lord.